Okay, Rabotai. Lech lecha me'artzecha u'me'olatecha u'mbet avicha. So the parsha begins, Hashem tells Avram, not Avraham, Avram. Lech lecha, go for yourself, be'artzecha u'me'olatecha u'mbet avicha, la'arz asherek. So we're going to ask a few questions. Bezat Hashem will offer a yesod that will answer all the questions and act as some chizuk for us. So Rashi says, the first Rashi on Lech Lecha, Rashi says, go for you, right? Go, why go for you? Letovatcha ulhana'atcha. Letovatcha ulhana'atcha. Okay? It's interesting. What does that mean? For your own good and for your pleasure. Okay, good. Now that we laid that out, let's ask a few questions. First of all, unrelated. I mean, very much related, but at this point, unrelated. David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, the Midrash Yalkut Shimoni says that one time he was in the Bet HaMerchatz and he was very sad. He said to himself, oh, I don't have tefillin, I don't have talit, I don't have lulav, I don't have a tog, I don't have anything in the Bet HaMerchatz. He was very sad. But then he said to himself, wait, there's one mitzvah that I still have. That mitzvah is Brit Milah. And on that, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, he says, when he left the Bet HaMerchatz, he jumped for joy. He says, Sas Anochi Alimratecha. I'm happy, I'm joyful. Al Imratecha. What's Imratecha? Imratecha is your words. What's Imratecha? Where does it say Vayomer? It says Vayomer when Hashem introduced the mitzvah of Brit Milah to Avram. He's referring to that. He was so happy about the mitzvah of Brit Milah. Why? Question number two. At the end of Parashat Noach, the Midrash says, Rashi really quotes the Midrash, the whole story of how Avram destroyed the Avodah Zarah of his father. Right? It's a really interesting story. You could really like make a movie out of it. It's very, very entertaining. Right? One guy came in. You know, he told him, like, you're 60 years old. You wanna an idol that was just created yesterday? Like, come on, what are you, an idiot or something? He said, no, it's a great point. And he walked away. Another guy came in, he convinced him not to do it. Another guy came in, convinced him not to do it. Then what did he do out of frustration? He broke all of the pesalim, all of the idols. His father came, Terach came. What's going on? What happened over here? Avram said, what do you want? One of the idols got upset at the other one, and they got into a fight, and then they all destroyed each other. Terach says, what are you, crazy? They can't do that. He said, exactly, they can't do that. Exactly. You're worshipping nobodies. Terach got very upset at him, that his son went off the derech, or went on the derech, depending on how you look at it. So what did he do? He handed him over to a person named Nimrod. Nimrod, his name comes from, what's the shorish of his name? Limrod, Mered. Yeah. He comes. So, Mered, what's Mered? To rebel. His whole essence was to rebel against God. So what did Nimrod do? He threw him into a Kifshana Ish. So all that is discussed in the Rashi at the end of Parashat Noach, and chronologically also, it takes place then. Right before what happens in the beginning of this week's parasha, where Hashem tells him Lech Lecha. Hashem tells him Lech Lecha right afterwards, right after he got into this whole fight with his father Terach, and right after he was saved from the Kifshana Ish, from the fiery furnace, Hashem tells him, okay, now it's time for you to go. What's the connection between what happened in the Kifshana Ish and Hashem's commandment to Avraham to go? There must be a connection. What's the connection? That's question number two. Question number three, Lech Lecha, go. Hashem tells him, go. Where? El Ha'aretz Asher Araka, to where? To the place I'm going to show you. Where? There, don't worry about it, just go. What is this, a game over here? That Hashem and Avraham are playing a game? It's like my daughter, she's very nosy. Says, Abba, what's that? I try to give her a vague answer. It's something for Abba. What is it for Abba? It's something that Abba eats. Why? You know, she's nosy, she keeps on asking, and I keep on giving her the answer. That's how it works with a child. What is this, a father and a child, Hashem and Avram, they're playing a game over here? Lech lecha, go, where? Don't worry, I'll show you. Where? I'll show you, don't worry about it. What's going on over here? What's the depth? Must be something deeper than just superficially to read the psukim like this. Last question is on that Rashi that we discussed, okay? And then we're going to tie all this together with Zat Hashem. Letovatcha ulhana'atcha. Lech lecha, Rashi says, for your own good and for your pleasure. Question is, since when do we do mitzvot? Since when do we get pleasure from mitzvot? We know, as it says in the Gemara, is in the number 2 and the next on the source sheet, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, mitzvot lav lehanot nitnu. Mitzvot were not given for us to take pleasure out of them. That's not why they were given. And you see, Rashi over there says, lav lehanot nitnu wasn't given for pleasure to Israel, to the Jewish nation, liyot kiyumam lehem hana'a. That their fulfillment should be act as hana'a, as pleasure for them. Rather, what? Ela le'ol al tzavarehem nitnu. They were given to be a burden on you. Those are mitzvot. They're hard. They're not supposed to be enjoyable. Mitzvot lav lehanot nitnu. And based on that, the Gemara says it has halachic ramifications. If there's a shofar of a korban that's kadshim, and you used it for blowing shofar, for doing a mitzvah with it, you're allowed to. You're not allowed to have hana'a from something that's considered kadshim. Yeah, but you, by doing a mitzvah with a jar, it's not considered hana'a. Mitzvah is not hana'a. Therefore, you're yotzeh. Mitzvot lav lehanot. What is this? What's going on over here? Hashem tells him lehanatcha. For your own pleasure. We don't do things for pleasure. Furthermore, the Pasuk says, it's actually the Gemara in Eruvin. You see, it's a few lines down in the source sheet. V'haynu da'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, is the Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Chafbet Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, my dichtiv, Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom la'asotam. What does it mean when Hashem says that I'm commanding you to do today, hayom la'asotam, today to do them? So the Gemara learns out, hayom la'asotam, ve'lo le'machar la'asotam. The mitzvot are here for you to do, to accomplish, to fulfill on this world, hayom, on this world. Not on the next world. Once you get to the next world, it's finished. You're not going to have an opportunity to put on any more tefillin. You're not going to have any more Shabbats to keep. You're not going to have any more time to learn Torah. You're not going to have time. That's it. It's finished. Time expired. Clock shot. Shot clock. It's over. Expired, right? The buzzer. No more. Hayom la'asotam le'machar le'kabel schara. The schar, the pleasure for mitzvot, are not given on this world. Le'machar le'kabel schara. Given on the next world. Schar, reward, pleasure. It's not found in this world. As you so you're going to tell me, what do you mean? There are plenty of people that have a good time in this world. Let's go to Achashverosh. He was the king of almost the entire world. If anyone can have a good time, it's him. If anyone knows how to good time, knows how to have a good time in Olam Hazeh, it's him, right? He had everything he wanted because he was Persian. Maybe that's why. Right here, he knew how to party. So what does it say about Achashverosh? Ketov lev hamelech bayayin. When the melech's heart was good with wine, he made the mishteh. Ketov lev hamelech bayayin. Does it say tov lev hamelech bayayin? No. It says ketov lev hamelech bayayin. It was like good. It was almost good. It was similar to good. It was like having a good time, but it wasn't having a good time. What's the raya? What's the proof that he wasn't having a good time at Achashverosh? He went and killed his wife and he regretted it. After he got drunk. He killed his wife and he regretted it. Right? So therefore what? Therefore you see, Ketov levamelech bayayin. It's Ketov levamelech bayayin. There is no such thing as having a good time in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is not here for us to take pleasure out of. It's not meant to be an enjoyable experience. In fact, we know the Gemara says that in the, what's Olam Haba? Olam Haba is a place, there's no food, there's no drink, there's no ashpalo, there's no rame sabzi, right? There's no kibbeh, lachmajin, none of that in Olam Haba. What is there? Torah. Tzadikim nehenim miziv ashchina. Tzadikim are there in Olam Haba to to enjoy and take pleasure out of what? The presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pleasure, the only pleasure is where? In the next world. So if that's true, Rabotai, that there is no pleasure on this world and the real pleasure is on the next world, Hashem wouldn't create a world for us to be miserable. That doesn't make any sense either, right? Hashem is not evil. Chas v'shalom. He wouldn't create a world in Olam Hazeh where Bnei Adam, where human beings, mankind can live in and just be miserable their entire lives. So what is it? How do you tap into this ta'anug, pleasure? How do you tap into this real happiness in this world? Parenthetically, I'll tell you a story that I read. One time, the Pnei Menachem, he was one of the Ger Rebbe's, one of his Hasidim came to him, and he was mamash depressed as you can be. Why? Because he had, for many years, he wasn't able to have a kid. Finally, after many years, he was able to have a kid. And the kid grew up, it was his only child. It was a nest how he even had that kid. When the kid grew up, something happened, he had some sort of disease, and he passed away suddenly. You can imagine what was going on in this guy's mind. The questions on God and the questions on the way God runs the world. Wow, what questions he had. So he went to his Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, he says, Rebbe, I don't know what to do anymore. I don't even know how to react about this. I feel like my life is not worth living anymore. What did the Pnei Menachem tell him? When I was a little boy, I visited a bank. I was a little boy, I didn't know anything. And what did I see? This guy going to the desk, to the, you know, the counter where the bankers are, and took out a whole load of cash from his pocket, and the banker took it from him. Every last dollar bill he took from him. And I said to myself, wow, what a miskin. What a miskin that person is. The banker took all of his money. He's not left with any money. Okay. The next day he went to the bank. He saw almost the same exact thing. He saw, you know, a nice simple person going to the banker and saying, and what did he see? What did he witness? He saw the banker, you know, from the desk taking out a whole load of cash and giving it to this person. He said, that's a person who's, you know, he's someone to admire. He has so much cash to him. They're giving him cash. But then I grew up and I started understanding the way of the world, and I said, no, that first person is a very rich, he's a very wealthy person. So what was going on over there? He took his money, he gave it to the bank, he deposited it in the bank, he invested it, and after 10 years it multiplied. And that's how he became rich. That other person, he went to the bank, he's in debt, he has no money to his name. He had to take a loan out just to pay his bills with a crazy amount of interest. He's almost having his home taken away from him because he's not paying his bills. And he's only getting the money as a loan with a heck load of interest on it. He's miserable. He has nothing to him. So he said, Benim Shali, what did he say to him? You're depositing some money in the bank. You're depositing some money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The schar that you're going to get in Olam Haba, the reward, the pleasure that you're going to get in Olam Haba, it's going to multiply, it's going to be tenfold. You see the people around you that it looks like they're having an awesome life? It's a loan with a lot of interest. It's a loan with a lot of interest. What's going to happen to them in Olam Haba? Not necessarily good things. That's another explanation to Tzadik V'Ra'lo, Rasha V'Tovlo. Right? But what do we see from here? Again, true hana'ah, true ta'anug, true pleasure, it's not on this world, it's in the next world. But again, we ask that question. Hashem is not evil. He would never create a world that would be miserable for us. He would only create a world for us to enjoy. So then how do we enjoy this world? How do we take ta'anug in Olam Hazeh? How do we have ta'anug? How do we have pleasure from doing mitzvot on this world? When the Gemara says, mitzvot lav le'anot nitnu. So this is a yisod. I was mekabel this from my Rebbe Rav Zucker. Listen to this, listen very carefully. It's a big yisod in life. if you stay within the parameters of the Briya, of the creation, of the physical mundane world, and you live life in a physical mundane way, you're right, there is no pleasure. In order to get this pleasure, which does exist, you have to take a road trip. You have to get in a car, fill up your tank of gas, and go on a road trip to a place far, far away. And that place is called Olam Haba. That's where you have to go. You have to go to Olam Haba in order to experience true pleasure. Because true pleasure, true hana'a, true ta'anug is only in Olam Haba, not Olam Hazeh. No. Again, we're in Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba is over there, Olam Hazeh is over here. How do we get from here to there? Or how do we bring that over here? The answer is two words. Mesirut Nefesh. Mesirut Nefesh means self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice means you exit your comfort zone. You sacrifice something that's very dear to you, something that you're very connected to, and you disconnect from it. And in other words, what you're accomplishing by that is you're saying, I'm nothing. You're being mevatel, you're nullifying your goof, and you're entering a world that's not physical. You're taking your physical and you're saying, I'm disconnecting myself from my physical, from my ta'avot, from my pleasures, and I'm connecting myself to a completely spiritual world. That's Olam Haba. In order to tap into Olam Haba, you could only do it through Mesirut Nefesh. When you live life with Mesirut Nefesh, we're going to go into detail what that means. When you live life with Mesirut Nefesh, with self-sacrifice, you tap into what's called Olam Haba. When you tap into Olam Haba, you can have pleasure in this world. Because the pleasure is only in Olam Haba, it's not Olam Hazeh. That's why Rabbi Akiva, he was overjoyed when he was being murdered. They were raking his skin with a metal comb. He was overjoyed. Why was he overjoyed? He said, finally I'm able to be Mekayim. What mitzvah, no? What mitzvah and shema? Bechol nafshecha. Afilu hu notelet nafshecha. Bechol nafshecha means I'm able to love Hashem with all of my entire soul, my entire being. Even if Hashem takes my being away. Even if Hashem takes my physical body away. Because that's when I could really experience true joy. Mesirut Nefesh. So at the end of Parashat Noach, when Avraham Avinu goes into the Kivshan, it was the first time that he displayed this inyan of Mesirut Nefesh. He sacrificed his body for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for something completely spiritual, what he believed in, Judaism. He said, I'm not worshipping idols. You know who I am over here? I'm Avraham Avinu. I have entire nations that are going to come out of me. I'm the founder of Judaism. Not really the founder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the founder. But I'm that person. I'm not bowing down to these idols. You want to take my life away? Take my life away. I don't care. What happened when he did that was that he opened up a whole new world for himself. This whole world called Mesirut Nefesh. And from this point on, he's able to experience true ta'anug. That's why in the beginning of the parasha was to say, Lech Lecha, go for yourself, Letovatcha u Lahanatcha, for your own pleasure. Now you know what pleasure is. So now you live life in a way of pleasure because you live life with Mesirut Nefesh. Lech Lecha, go for yourself, leave your family, leave everything, go. Lahanatcha, for your own pleasure, Mesirut Nefesh. That's why Avraham Avinu was commanded to do the mitzvah of Milah. What's the mitzvah of Milah all about? So the Baal Turim says in Parashat Nitzavim, mitzvah of Milah, Mem Yud Lamed Hey, is Roshet Tevot, Mi Ya'aleh Lanu Hashamayma. Mi Ya'aleh Lanu, it's a pasuk in Nitzavim. Mi Ya'aleh Lanu Hashamayma. Who will go up to Shamayim with us? What does that mean, who will go up to Shamayim with us? What does it mean, going up to Shamayim? It means Mesirut Nefesh, leaving this world, entering the next world. The mitzvah of Milah is all about Mesirut Nefesh. It's Sofet Tevot, the last letter of each word of Milah, spells out Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what you tap into. What does that mean? So the pasuk says, "Ki alecha horagnu kol hayom." The pasuk says, because on you we have died every single day. If you died yesterday, you can't die again today. You died already. What does it mean? We died for you every single day. So the Gemara says, where is this Gemara? I have it over here. I don't know where it is. I don't think I put it down here. So the Gemara says, "V'chiyafshar lo le'adam le'hareg b'chol yom." Can a person die every single day? You can't die every day. You can only die once. So what's this mitzvah referring to? What's this referring to? Ke'alecha horagnu kol hayom. We died every single day. Mitzvah of milah, because the mitzvah of milah is similar to dying al kiddush Hashem, dying for Hashem. It's similar to mesirat nefesh, self-sacrifice. Sacrificing your body for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You puncture your body. You make your cause your body to bleed for Hashem. Physical. You're puncturing yourself, sacrificing your physical. That's why Rabbeinu Bechaya says, this is on the bottom of the page over here. Rabbeinu Bechaya says on this week's parasha, the mitzvah of milah hi kenyan korban. It's just like a korban. What's a korban all about? You did an avera. How do you reach atonement for an avera? So really, you should be killing yourself, because that's the only way to reach atonement for an avera that you did the yichayav mitah for. But Hashem gave you a loophole. What's the loophole? Instead of killing yourself, go and kill what? Go and kill a korban. Go and kill a korban. So it's also the korban is also the inyan of misirut nefesh, self-sacrificing, not in your own body, but in the form of the animal's body. Rabbeinu Bechaya says the mitzvah of milah is just like korban. He goes on to say over there that mitzvah of bich milah is even more gadol than korban. Why? Because a korban is with your money, with your property. The mitzvah of milah is on your own goof. It's on your own goof. Sacrificing your own body. Not sacrificing your money, sacrificing your own body. That's a mitzvah. Who was the first person to have a milah, brit milah on time? Yitzchak. So what is Yitzchak? What does Yitzchak have to do with misirut nefesh? So Yitzchak lived his entire life with misirut nefesh. Why? Because he had the mitzvah of milah done on time. So he had it from day one, not really day one, day eight. But he had it. He had the mitzvah of milah from the beginning of his life. And he had that misirut nefesh ingrained in him, engraved inside of him from the beginning of his life. That's why his name Yitzchak, if you flip around the words, it spells out Ketz Chai. Ketz means the end. Chai means life. What does it mean? End, life. They're two opposites. His name is made up of two opposites? Exactly. He's a person that lived on this world with Mesirat Nefesh, with his eyes in the next world, at the end already. That's Yitzchak. And that's why he ran to do the Akedah with such happiness. Why? He lived his life with Mesirat Nefesh. When you live a life with Mesirat Nefesh, every single action that you do for Hashem is only with happiness, is only with pleasure. Everything's done with pleasure. Everything's done in Geshmak, in a Geshmak way. So Hashem told Abraham, Lech Lecha. What does he mean, Lech Lecha? Go. Where? Where am I going? Go. Don't worry. Go. Go where? He told Lech Lecha. He told Abraham, Lech Lecha. Go. You just fulfilled this inyan of Mesirut Nefesh. Now you could go. Where's go? Olam Haba. Now you could tap into Olam Haba. That's why Lech Lecha, Lehanatcha, for your own pleasure. Mesirat Nefesh leads only through Mesirat Nefesh, tapping into Olam Haba. That's how you have pleasure. That's how you have pleasure on this world. That's Shabbat. That's what Shabbat is all about. Shabbat is a day where we leave this world, we leave our technology, we leave our work, we leave our daily lives, and we enter this world of Olam Haba. They say Shabbat is 1/60th of Olam Haba, right? Shabbat is Me'en Olam Haba in the song. Me'en Olam Haba, Me'en Olam Haba. That's Shabbat. That's what we say in. And through the Kedusha of Shabbat, that joy, that relaxation. Ah, the Gemara says, Ba Shabbat Ba Menucha. You enter Shabbat, there's this wind of Menucha, of relaxation, of serenity, of calmness that comes into. Why? Olam Haba is a place filled with calmness. No worries. Nothing to worry about. It's an enjoyable experience. And therefore, in ones who keep Shabbat properly, that relaxation, that kedusha, that joy, that ta'anug spills over into the rest of the week. Shabbat can spill over to the rest of the week. That's why, what does it say? Likrat Shabbat lechu v'nelcha, nu, kihi mekor ha-bracha. The rest of the weekday, the weekdays get bracha from Shabbat, similar to what? Olam Hazeh, getting bracha from Olam Haba. Your Olam Hazeh can be yonek, can be fed, ta'anug, fed pleasure. Your personal Olam Hazeh can be a pleasureful experience, and you're getting that from where? You're pulling that down from where? From Olam Haba. How? Via Mesirat Nefesh. Via Mesirat Nefesh. That's why, what do we say? Harachaman? Hachamanu yantchilenu leyom Yom Shekulo Shabbat Umnucha L'Chaye Olamim. We say, Hashem, give us a day that's completely Shabbat for eternity. A day that's completely Shabbat for eternity. What's that? Olam Haba. Olam Haba is going to be an everlasting Shabbat. Everlasting Shabbat. So that again, going through the questions. David HaMelech, he said, Sas Anochi Al Imratecha. He looked at the mitzvah of Milah, he was happy. Why was he happy? Because he remembered, Mesirut Nefesh. Every single aspect of my life now has happiness. Only through Mesirut Nefesh. That's why Dafka through the mitzvah of Milah, he was happy, became happy. What's the connection between the Kifshana Esh and Lech Lecha? Hashem telling Avraham Lech Lecha is because Dafka, then after he reached the Mesirut Nefesh, now Hashem tells him, now go. Go where? Go. Tap into Olam Haba. La'anatcha. What's la'anatcha? Mitzvot lav le'anot nitnu. Mitzvot were not given to take pleasure in this world. This world is not a world for pleasure. Take pleasure. Yeah. But if you don't live in this world, if you live in the next world, your mitzvot could be filled with pleasure. That's why you see the big greatest dolim. They did mitzvot with such hitzlahavut, with such fire, with such excitement. Mitzvot lav le'anot nitnu. Mitzvot are not supposed to be a pleasurable experience. Like Rashi says, it's supposed to be an ol. It's supposed to be a burden on your neck. No. They tapped into the Mesirut Nefesh. They tapped into Olam Haba. They tapped into that. And because of that, that caused that their experience in Olam Hazeh was a joyful experience. So Rabotai, we have to understand, Mesirut Nefesh is very subjective to each his own. Mesirut Nefesh really means exiting your comfort zone, taking away, removing something that you feel extremely, something physical that you feel extremely connected to, and sacrificing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Sacrificing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mesirut Nefesh for Rav Chaim Kanievsky could mean, instead of learning 22 hours in the entire day, learning 23 hours in the day. That could be Mesirut Nefesh. Instead of finishing Shas 7 times a year, he'll finish 10 times a year. That could be Mesirut Nefesh for him. Mesirut Nefesh for us doesn't mean we're any better or worse than him. Mesirut Nefesh for us means something different. It means if we struggle to wake up at 7:30 in the morning, if we struggle, that's our struggle, try to wake up. If we usually wake up at 7:30 in the morning, try to wake up at 7:15 in the morning. If you usually waste 2 hours a day on the computer, try to waste an hour and a half a day on the computer. Exit your comfort zone. Exit your comfort zone in Avodat Hashem. And enter and sacrifice, give a little self-sacrifice. And the way to reach pleasure in Olam Hazeh, the way to reach Ta'anug in your Avodat Hashem, Ta'anug in your mitzvot that you do in this world, everyone says, I'm not enjoying my learning. You know why you're not enjoying your learning? Because you show up to Seder an hour and a half late, you come there for exactly a half hour, you leave 15 minutes late, you don't invest the time outside of Seder to learn Torah, you don't struggle. If you don't struggle, you're not going to enjoy it. Because the mitzvot that were given to us, just like the Gemara says, lav lehanot nitnu, they weren't given for us to take pleasure. And if you do the mitzvot in a superficial way, without struggle, without yegiyah, without struggling in mitzvot, struggling in avodat Hashem, you're not going to come to enjoy them. And that's the only way, Rabotai, the only way to reach ta'anuk, to reach pleasure in Olam Hazeh. Everything else is fake. It's temporary. It's fake. It's not lasting. It's a cover-up. Like, you know, women, they put on cover-up to cover up, you know, pimples or whatever that they have on their face. It's cover-up. It's going to wash away. True ta'anuk in Olam Hazeh can only be reached by exiting your comfort zone, by struggling in Avodat Hashem, by waking up a little earlier, by closing your eyes when you walk on the street just for 5 minutes.
That sounds dangerous.
Sounds very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. I didn't mean that literal. It's dangerous to open them up. That's even more dangerous to open them up. Yaakov. It's all about the struggle. And as the saying goes, no pain,
no gain.
Zakar Baruch, everyone. Yeah.